Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez said several high-level meetings with St. Vincent and the Grenadines and the member states of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States, CELAC, continue to take place. Speaking on NBC Radio earlier this week, Prime Minister Gonzalez said Minister of Education, the Honorable Curtis King, recently attended a series of meetings for education ministers, and Minister of Agriculture, the Honorable Saboto Caesar, this week attended a meeting of agriculture ministers of CELAC, which focused on food and nutrition security in Latin America and the Caribbean.
And then in Guyana, there's Saboto, they're co-chairing with Guyana the CELAC Summit on Food Security and Agriculture. We had done one in Costa Rica with the environmental ministers. Camilo went to Chile to co-host the one, the financing within Caribbean and Latin America. There are several concrete proposals which have come out. The Latin America Caribbean Bank, the CAF, came and visited here. We saw them in the Bahamas. And they're playing an important role because finance is important too. Well, if critical is a foundation. And we are going through with all the governments. We are going through now the draft declaration, the outcome document for the summit in Brussels, because there's a lot of preparation for that right now between the European Union and ourselves. And we are at the center of it because we hold the pro tempore presidency. But we work in a collegiate and an inclusive way, obviously.
The Prime Minister added that while this country will demit office as President of CELAC in January or February of 2024, the country will still be working at the helm with the past president and the incoming president to chart the way forward for the organization.
But we're working steadfastly towards the summit for the 17th and 18th of July. I'm hoping to have a conversation with Dougie Slater, with his team. But progress has been made. A pretty good job is being done by St. Vincent and Grenadines in conjunction with other countries for advancing the CELAC agenda. And what you want to know, the CELAC agenda is in the Declaration of Buenos Aires, which is the basis, which is the framework in which we are functioning. Declaration of Buenos Aires on January 24th, 2023. That's the time when we assume the presidency. And we will demit January, February next year. And another country will take over. But we will continue to work as part of the TRICA plus one. TRICA being the past president of pro tempore of CELAC, the current, and the next one. And the plus one is the chair of CARICOM. So we would be in the midst and thick of it up to 2025. January, February, at the leadership level.
Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonzalez, pro tempore president of the Community of States of Latin America and the Caribbean, CELAC. I'm Donnie Collins with today's CELAC report.